Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World in Chattanooga, and joining me normally is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. But today we got Sean Whitfield, and we're going to make an announcement. Kind of exciting announcement about Dr. Green that we actually didn't ask him about, did we, Sean?
We hope it's okay.
He has a very, very valid reason for not being here tonight. I don't know if there's a better reason, do you?
Well, it would be for you and I, but for the rest of the world, it would not be. But he's got something big going on. Actually happened yesterday. On Saturday morning, Dr. Green tied the knot. He is now a man with a ring on his finger.
Ooh, yep. Then so he kind of, we knew it was coming, but we didn't know it was quite coming on this schedule that it was. So we didn't super plan it, but we're thrilled for him. We know his wife, and she's amazing, and thinks she's a wonderful person, and all the optimism for him to have another 30, 40, 50 years of just great, great relationship with his new wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and I found out about it, that it was coming about 5 days ago, I think, by text. And when I talked to Chris or Dr. Green about it a few weeks ago or a month ago maybe, he was saying, yeah, we obviously knew that the wedding was coming because he's been engaged now for a little while. But I was under the impression it was going to be, you know, late fall towards the latter part of the year. And then when he says, hey, Sean, can you cover for me this Sunday morning? Because I am going to be busy this weekend. So anyway, happy to do so. And we big congratulations to him and to Mr. and Mrs. Green.
Yep. Yep. And he'll be back bigger and stronger than ever. He's an amazing individual. He practices what he preaches, which is he's a blending, the perfect blending to me of conventional medical training and common sense and nutrition. And I have to say, I don't run across too many that have that that triad of all three of those. And I'm just thrilled to always be associated with him. He's just a fine individual on all counts. And I know a lot of people have found him of great value patient-wise and also on Vital Health Radio. And again, we have a website, vitalhealthradio.com, of 2.5 years almost of our shows of so many different pieces of information. So
Ed, I grew up in Chickamauga, so I'm originally from that Northwest Georgia area, and I've noticed through the years, anytime I've been talking to friends in the Walker, Catoosa County area, and a doctor's name comes up or a name comes up of, okay, who is your physician, Dr. Green's name comes up very often.
Very.
And of course, there's folks here in the Chattanooga, East Tennessee area that go to Dr. Green, but especially in that Northwest Georgia area. And he is actually located there in Ringo off Battlefield Parkway at CHI Memorial.
Well, he carries on a tradition from his father, who had an amazing reputation. So it's been, what, probably, I guess, 40 years, good soft 40 years of medicine, maybe 50. Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful. And I know normally Dr. Green, you know, says his history, and then he asked me to say mine. And of course, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. I opened the Nutrition World business in 1979 on Mountain Creek Road. Sean, I don't know if you remember ever shopping there.
I didn't. However, I attended your 40th anniversary dinner.
Oh, that's right. We had a gala 2 years ago.
Yeah. Has it been 2 years ago?
It has almost been 2 years. It'll be 2 years in May, so not quite.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you kind of gave your story, and I did not realize that that's where you had began until that evening.
Yeah, it was pretty much of a nightmare beginning. We opened in Mountain Creek Road at Four Squares Mall. If anyone, old timers here, remember that mall, you know, it had a lot of promise, but it had a bad, bad location, so it never quite made it. There was movie theaters, there was restaurants, and it was a cool concept, but it was just a struggle. I would sit there in the store and literally watch squirrels for 2 or 3 hours. Whoops, then a customer would come in. Then we'd watch squirrels for another hour, another customer. And we were doing about $100 a day. You spend more than that in one visit.
Yeah. Yeah. When I think of your history, I always thought of Brainerd Village.
Yep.
Because you were at Brainerd Village for years. But I was going to ask you this question. Has there ever been a time that you've drove over to your original location, pulled up in the parking lot, and just kind of reflected on how it all began?
Not particularly. I'm not one that really reflects back that much.
Yeah.
I'm more of try to be a present moment person. I do think about it occasionally. It was just the seeding for what the future held. I'm very blessed that it began that way. My dad helped me, but again, in business, I borrowed $25,000 from Commerce Union Bank. It was an old bank here in town. My dad co-signed for me, and we ended up opening the entire business for $25,000. I can tell you right now, if you walk in Nutrition World, and if you just looked at the right-hand wall, it's going to have $50,000 worth of inventory on one single wall, much less the whole store. Mm-hmm. We've got 8,000 products, and we have a warehouse full of products. So I've been blessed to have some rough goes, but overall it's been a great trajectory, and we look forward to my daughter, Katie, carrying it on for another many, many decades. I was hoping to kind of slow down this August, believe it or not. I had multiple plans and told it 100 times to people to confirm my intention, which
I remember that story.
Do you? I was going to do 3 weeks on and 1 week off. Well,
you even,
what?
I think you even told folks, or it seems like you mentioned me, like hold you to it or something.
Yes, I wanted people to, because I'm very, very driven and too disciplined, actually. I'm too disciplined in work and in the gym and in my eating. I'm not massively rigid. I will bend, but I also have too much discipline sometimes. And I need to start slowing down, because I just work too much. I work 6 days a week, but I love what I do, but it's not the healthiest. We need to, at a certain age and stage, recreate a new chapter in our life slightly, and I would like to do that with learning how to slow down. But guess what? 2020 came around, and a lot of us are singing a different song than what we anticipated.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to last forever, and we are going to move into a new norm. It's slightly different than the old norm we envisioned, but I think in many ways it'll be a gift. I have seen so many people have grown from this. We have grown in so many ways by being tougher, being understanding that the value of things that we really took for granted before, like eating out and holding someone and being able to shake hands, the smallest things we never thought we might lose is very meaningful now to me. And I really have reorganized my priorities on those levels. And it's going to, you know, we're going to get easier with time. All viruses mm-hmm. run a course. I don't care what they are. I don't care if it's a bubonic plague, to Ebola, to tuberculosis, to you name it. They are going to have exponential growth, which is what Dr. Green said in March of this year. He said we have to expect exponential growth before we expect declines. Mm-hmm. Where that peak is, it seems like we'll probably have been there. We don't know for sure until history writes the book. But we don't need to be living in a culture of fear. Dr. Green and myself look at numbers constantly. We are in a state of hysteria that is not balanced with common sense. And I want to talk about that in the second segment with real numbers. But at this point, that's basically what I want to say about COVID-19.
I saw someone post on Facebook a while back, and it said if in 2015 you made a list, or you determined where your life would be in 5 years, how many people got it right? I mean, because who would have ever thought we'd be going through 2020 the way we are? There's nothing about our lives that are the same. And what's going to be interesting to see is in years to come, 2021 and 2022 and so on, is how many of these practices we're doing today still continues on. How many people will adapt and mm-hmm. continue this, just like what we experienced with 9/11.
Exactly. You know, when we first started dealing with all that double checkings at airports and having to think about little bottles and things in our pockets, it was overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing compared to what we're dealing with now. But you, damn it, we got used to it pretty quickly, and mm-hmm. it became the norm now. And this will become the norm, too, with some balancing. I don't think, you know, I remember pulling up at Lovell Field the first couple months after 9/11, and there were guards everywhere. And I was in line in my car, and the guards came up with big guns and said, "Let me see your trunk." And I was like terrorized. I mean, it was like something out of a movie from Hitler trying to cross the border of some country. And of course, I, you know, nervously opened my trunk, and, you know, they were searched everywhere. Well, that didn't go on too long. You know, mm-hmm. we finally got to a place where it was workable with far more common sense. And that's going to be the case with this, too. A little bit different, but it'll get there. It will get there.
Don't you have a birthday this month?
Well, we can. Yes, I do. And I do want to talk about something that I'm planning on my birthday.
So what's the date?
It's August 27th. And
27th?
And I want
mine is the 26th.
Is it?
Yeah. I didn't know we were that close together.
Oh, my God.
We're a little different in age, but one day apart on the birthday.
That's right. We are. We're. Yeah. How old are you?
I'll be 52.
Okay. I'll be 63, 11 years different.
Yeah.
But I am planning some. Every year I try to do an event in the gym, and I've got some plans that I will talk about in the third segment. So I'm really, really sore right now from trying to train for those plans, and we'll see what I can pull off. Well, guess what? It's time to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the next segment on some real stat numbers on Corona and some of the thoughts that I have that I know Dr. Green also shares, not speaking for him, but we tend to think along the same lines. Well, we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, normally with my partner, Dr. Green, but we have Sean Whitfield with us tonight, and he's always great to be working with. Dr. Green, as we announced in the first segment, surprised us with not super surprised, but the date was kind of surprised that he actually got hitched. So he's taking the weekend off or the day off, so good for him, and of course he would.
So we have a married man in the studio after this week.
We do. Here, let's see. You and I are not one of them, but he is.
So anyway, there is now a Mr. and Mrs. Green, so he is officially off the market. So
yeah, girls.
We wish him the best, and him and his wife, Dee Dee.
That's right.
So hopefully next, I'd say next Sunday morning, we're going to, I'm assuming I won't be here, but next Sunday morning, you'll have to get Dr. Green to share the story of how the honeymoon was. I'm assuming that there's a honeymoon, whether it's a day or two or several days or what have you. But he'll have to share his story.
Yeah, hopefully so. Well, as always, usually Dr. Green and I go on a little rant because we both seem to think along the similar lines that there's a lot of drinking of the hysteria Kool-Aid going on within the media and many people. Not all. I really kind of guesstimate now that 20% of people are really caught up in the fear, culture of fear, as we say it. That's not the culture of common sense. Now, I'm not saying we should ignore this. This is a significant issue with the virus. But the truth of the matter is 1 in 4 people who are passing away are in nursing homes. Does not negate the suffering and loss. But what it does is reduce the significant risk somewhat about at least 25%. In some states, it's up to 50% of deaths. So you and I are not around those people unless you have someone in the nursing home. So right there is about 25 to probably 35% reduction of risk of death. And secondly, we now know very, very clearly of two factors, one of which is obesity, even mild amounts, will double and triple your risk of severe symptoms and blood clots. We have never been in a history of the United States when I have been living, and especially I've been in Nutrition World coaching and helping hopefully people, thousands of people over 42 years to learn how to be healthy. Do not think that I'm saying this negatively. The conventional medical model is wonderful for acute medicine, acute care. That what is that? Heart attacks, acute infections that come on out of the nowhere, car wrecks, all those things are acute care medicine. They are lifesavers. They're trained to be heroes. What they're not trained to be is people who help with chronic conditions and or viruses, because they do not believe that nutrition and nourishment will fuel the immune system. There's something called functional medicine. Functional medicine, I've spoke twice about that in two different conferences the past 2 years, and it is the really the motto of functional medicine is asking why. Why does the person get sick rather than what is it? Conventional medicine asks what is it and then patches it with symptomatic relief many times. Their toolbox simply cannot contain the theories and the science behind boosting the body's health. And that has never been more clear than it has been since COVID-19. We know that obesity will triple your risk. And the second thing is vitamin D levels. We know that 96% of all people who have severe symptoms have a vitamin D level of under 29 nanograms. Nutrition World tests all blood work on the last Friday of each month. Let me tell you, I have looked at more vitamin D levels than any physician in Chattanooga, except Dr. Terry Smith, who tests every single patient. And I have seen a tremendous amount of deficiencies in people. If they do not supplement, the general rule is they will be under 30 nanograms unless they are in the sun constantly. And even some of those are low. We're talking about a remedy that will cost about $5 to $10 that will take you from the risk of severe symptoms. What are those? The lungs filling with fluid and blood clots to a level that is very modest to non-existent. Why the schools are panicking is a crazy theory to me, because there is, why do we worry about everyone wearing a mask, which we should wear a mask? It disperses the air that comes out of our mouth and slows it down. Makes sense. But if the whole human system is susceptible to disease because of one or two factors, obesity and vitamin D, let's talk about that. I have been giving away vitamin D free to all healthcare workers at Nutrition World and teachers. Guess how many teachers have come in to get vitamin D, Sean?
Maybe a dozen?
Not quite. No, we hadn't even hit the double-digit mark. Healthcare workers, we got a good number. I will have to say they have responded well. And I have spent a good sum of money on boosting social media so that the teachers will know, but they simply are not responding because many teachers are falling into the hysteria Kool-Aid is what I call it. And it's scary because once you start falling into the fear cave, you kind of get deeper into it. And you can't drag yourself out because the other people are dragging you further in. Mm-hmm. And it simply is not really a common sense approach. If we strengthen this body, it is capable of conquering almost anything. If you let it fall apart and you let it get obese and you don't take care of it and you're nutritionally deficient, it's like your car with 400,000 miles on it. You're not going to take it from Chattanooga to California. You know the chance of it breaking down is very, very significant. And all these people who are worried about their children going to school, you know, the CDC director told Good Morning America 4 weeks ago, it was a shock to the interviewer, said, "I am thrilled to send my 11 grandchildren back to school." He said the risk of staying at home is so great compared to the risk of catching this virus. And she was speechless. She did not know what to say because she did not expect that. And I have to ask people, and I do not mean to be harsh about it. I'm a very caring person, and anyone who's dealt with me at Nutrition World who has health issues knows that. And we're not there to treat medical conditions. I'm there to empower people to be healthy on their own. But if you're really concerned about your children getting sick, ask yourself this one single question. We know absolutely that every time that the human body intakes a modest to a significant amount of sugar, you deplete and really turn the immune system off for 4 hours. 4 hours after every dessert, every processed food, every bowl of cereal that's got 30 grams of sugar in it. So you've got 4 hours where you are literally asking for any infection to come your way. If you start your kids' breakfast with this, I'm sorry. I can't have as much sympathy for you. I do for the children, but you're making the mistake that's causing the sickness. Wake up and realize, feed kids the whole foods, the plant foods, the good proteins, the clean foods for breakfast, or you are going to have consequences. It's time that this nation has finally realized, the people who are learning, that there are consequences to your knife and fork and to nutritional deficiency. So there's my rant for the second segment.
You know, Ed, I want to add to your comment about obesity. And I got this from Dr. Mercola in one or two of these articles that I pulled this information from. You can find on our Vital Health Radio Facebook page. But it says here, the percentage of the population in the U.S. who are obese rose from 37.7% in 2014 to 42.4% just in 4 years. Nutrition is the center of maintaining the healthy weight. It goes on to say that patients with mild obesity had 2.5 times, which you said triple, so you're right there on it, greater risk of respiratory failure and a 5 times greater risk of being admitted to the ICU compared to non-obese patients. Those with BMIs of 35 and over were also 12 times more likely to die from COVID-19.
12 freaking times. And you know what, John? Would you go to a trainer, a personal trainer, who was going to try to get you in shape that was obese? You would not, because what you are looking at is the proof of the pudding that they really don't live the lifestyle. They don't believe in it. If you go to a physician, whether it be man or woman, nurse practitioner, or whatever, that is out and they do not practice good health procedures with foods and supplements, you need to find someone else, because they are living in the dark ages. Even Dr. Fauci said 4 years ago, vitamin D is critical for the immune system. Guess what? He's not saying it now because of politics. He would be condemned by his peers. Most people in the medical field are so susceptible to peer pressure, and I don't blame them because they have to earn a living. But there are those of some people who are courageous enough to stand up. The problem is, during this COVID, they're being attacked viciously, and everybody thinks a mask is going to solve this. No, you strengthen, or you take that car with the 400,000 miles, you basically trade it in for a younger car. And that's what you can do with nutrition, because we, every single 3 months that you really, really take good care of yourself, you're starting to replace all your cells in a healthier manner, because it's not like a car. A car can't rebuild itself. We can rebuild ourselves, and you do it through the right methods. I do have a podcast called The Holistic Navigator that teaches people how to do that. NutritionW.com has articles galore. Find people you trust. It doesn't have to be us, but go and find people you trust. I think Dr. McCullough is one. I think Dr. Jockers is one. Dr. Axe is one. Learn, learn, learn. In fact, I say this constantly. I separate the world into two classes of people: learners and non-learners. If you're a non-learner in health, you are doomed. I said that the past 4 years. Never has it been more true than it has been since March 12th, when this city shut down due to quarantine, and not one single person of power ever said, let's look at foods, let's look at obesity, let's look at fitness. In fact, what did they do? They closed gyms. They closed the restaurants. They closed the places where you could actually go and try to make a better life for yourself with health. No, it's completely hysteria and Kool-Aid drinking by 20% of the people. I'm good to say it used to be 80% of the people went to 70 to 50 to 40 to 20. Now it's only about 20%. Talked to a pharmacist yesterday that is one of the big chain pharmacies. He said nobody's worrying about this. They're doing the mask because they have to. Very few people are slowing their life down anymore because they don't even know anyone who's been really significantly affected. It's all on the headlines. But very few people know. There are people who are, and those are the ones 99% are because their vitamin D is low and they're obese or they have other medical problems like severe diabetes. Guess what? Those people need to stay at home, that we don't shut the whole United States down because some people are susceptible. I'm susceptible. I'm 63 freaking years old, but I'm trying to compensate by being fit and eating healthy. But I could die. If I do, then that's just the risk of living. We if we wake up in the morning, we can't expect the government to take care of all our needs, and we cannot expect a wizard to wave a wand that there's no risk involved in living a life.
So for those that are on your way to church right now, we would be thankful to give us an amen.
There you go. All right. I like that.
Here's another story that you can also find on our Facebook page by Dr. McCullough, and it's titled, Why Aren't We Promoting Health to Combat COVID? And when I think of that title, just the headline, I think about when you turn on CNN or you turn on Fox News, some of the national media, you hear all this, the doom and gloom and the scary fears and so forth with COVID. It would be nice if our national media in particular started doing what we do here on Vital Health Radio. You, Ed, and Dr. Green, you talk about how you can overcome this virus. And if you do get it, here is the things that you can do. Here is a toolbox you need to create. And so if there was more education out there to society of ways to go up against this virus, how much better life would be for all of us.
All the way around. Because obesity also creates anxiety, depression, diabetes, all the other things. And if people aren't happy with themselves, then they're not going to have as quality of a life. I do want to say, McCullough just came out, Dr. McCullough did, with a website that I really like called StopCovidCold.com. StopCovidCold.com. It has the strategies that you can download that tells you exactly what to do. Because Google now censors your information, if this had been 2 years ago, you would have Googled, what remedies natural could I take for COVID? And this website would have popped up on the very first line. Right now, I would say it's on the 50th page. Why? Because Google censors everything with natural holistic health. They do not want you to believe in it. Traditional medicine, conventional medicine, and pharmaceuticals rule Google. So you're going to find only the traditional information on page 1 through 10. So you have to go directly to the site to get anything. StopCovidCold.com. StopCovidCold.com. You follow this advice, you will be good to go, and it will be gold for you and your family. Don't be in the part of the people that I talked about that are non-learners. This is a way to learn, people. Well, we got to wrap up this one because it went by pretty dang fast, Sean. It's time to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk real quickly about what my new grandson, 1 year old, is eating. It's very interesting. I've never seen a child who is on a diet like he has, and I've also never seen hardly a child who's as bright and sharp at a one-year-old that he is. And food and nourishment and nutrition is the way, and it's all from food, very little supplements. So it's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about that and more to come for Sean Whitfield and Dr. Green next time, and Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, normally with my partner, Dr. Green, but as we said previously, He's now getting or got a ring on his finger yesterday, so he did take the weekend off, and he certainly is justified in doing that. So we, Sean Whitfield's with me, other partner that we roll really well with.
I'm back up.
I'm back. Well,
but happy to be here.
I'm happy.
Always to leave the studio with knowing more than what I did when I walked in.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know, I really only learn so much from watching and seeing so many people who express their heartfelt health concerns with me, and I get to actually observe them go from poor health to excellent health by the methods that we talk about. And it's not always a straight line. I mean, sometimes we have to experiment, and we don't really do the right thing the first time, maybe second, but we figure it out if people are committed. I do want to say that, you know, the power of the knife and fork is still the most premier influence on our health. And we are being somewhat brainwashed by the processed food industry and the USDA, because they've always pushed, you know, grains. What are grains? They're pastas and breads. And if you look at the USDA triangle chart, you know, it's still got a lot of that on there that we should be eating. Well, that's bull crap. We should not. We really don't need any of that. It's fine to eat a little bit, but it's not part of the nutritive needs of the human body. To start the human body early on in life is like the most magical thing that you could possibly do. And, you know, many of our great grandparents actually got their head start in health. And one reason they were robust, like the John Wayne types, was not really because they took good care of themselves as adults. It's because they started life with true whole foods from the ground that were grown fresh, picked ripe, not many chemicals, or probably none, back in the 50s and before. And they didn't go out to eat, of course. They drank relatively very pure water. We were not contaminating the world if you lived in a rural city setting. And so they really programmed and blueprinted themselves early on for a robust life. Well, I have a grandchild named Forrest, and he's just turned one. I've never personally, and I'm truly not biased, I'm not saying this because he's mine. I've been around, you know, we have 300 people a day come into Nutrition World 6 days a week. I watch and I listen to many, many, many parents, and I watch their children. I watch them grow up, you know, from 1 year old. I've been doing this 42 years, so I've seen people, you know, really young to, you know, grow up to middle-aged people, and watched a lot of their challenges with health. Not saying that Forrest will have the perfect life health-wise, but he's got the odds in his court. Here's what he eats for breakfast, snacks, lunch, and dinner. And this is a general rule. First off, they shop, and you know they do their best with buying the organic foods. Doesn't have to always be. But here's breakfast. A glyphosate-free. What is glyphosate? It's Roundup. It's on almost every oatmeal that you eat. There's an oatmeal at Nutrition World called One Degree Brand. Do you like oatmeal?
Yes, I do.
If you have got to, and I will give you a bag, you ever eat One Degree Brand oatmeal, you will never eat anything else.
I've never heard of it.
No one has. That's what we do at Nutrition World, is search out the diamonds that are hidden. One Degree Brand oatmeal is like a drug. Once you have one single bowl, you will never, ever eat another bowl of oatmeal that you will enjoy, because this is the only cream of the crop. So, to get back on the story.
Is it a bad thing to throw some raisins in some oatmeal?
It is for me, because it's too high in the glycemic index, which means it raises your blood sugar. When it raises your blood sugar, it puts on body fat, blank, blank, blank.
Okay.
Too many people judge foods by their nutritive content, and that's a joke. You should judge foods by what it does it do to your chemistry, not what it does in the what you read on the box as far as, oh, it has iron in it. Oh, it has this, or it has it. No, no, no. But okay, back to Forrest. Okay, this is what he ate for breakfast. The organic glyphosate-free oatmeal, One Degree Brand from Nutrition World, organic half and half, organic butter with organic chia seeds and organic blueberries. That's his breakfast. That's so that all the blueberries and butter and half and half, because I believe, as Katie does, in a very high-fat diet. I lean toward a keto lifestyle. What is that? It's very high, healthy fats. It's not the old Atkins, people, where you eat bacon and eggs. It's the healthier fat, and you eat modest to high protein and modestly low carbohydrates. That's a perfect breakfast. In fact, I'm really salivating even talking about it. Here's your snacks. pickles, not the junky ones, but the ones that are actually fermented, that actually have the good bacteria on them that you can buy. Again, Whole Foods, the old Hearth Fair, Nutrition World sometimes has them. I think that Fresh Market may have them.
What do you look for on the label?
You can read on there that it's got the, you know, the way it's made is from the original content of pickles. It's not using chemicals. It's got the good stuff. Butternut squash puree. This is a snack now. And rice cakes, baby puree, which is organic vegetables, which we do sell at Nutrition World. Yogurt, not the yogurt with all the sugar, people. We're talking about the really high-fat, low-sugar yogurts. And then in between meals for nap time, he uses a goat milk formula that Katie actually puts together with a couple other things. And she did breastfeed for probably 7 months. Then she went into a homemade milk formula. There is not a single infant formula in this country that you can walk into a store right now and purchase that is even close to average ingredient quality. None, because they're all pharmaceutically made. Pharmaceuticals believe in sugar, high fructose, very poor fats, safflower, canola oils. The most despicable ingredients on earth are put into your baby formulas. And we wonder why we have ADD, huh, and constipation, huh. I'm on a Facebook group called Mothers Against Miralax. It is a massive crime that we're giving our children Miralax because they can't poop. Because it's addictive. Do not believe your pediatrician. It is addictive, people. Addictive. Once you give your kid Miralax for 4 weeks, you ain't going to poop again until you get more Miralax. Because it and Miralax's chemical composition, one tweak of the molecule is the same as antifreeze. One single tweak. Now, it doesn't mean it's antifreeze, but it means it's a very close to a chemical compound. Back to Forrest. He eats for lunch sautéed vegetables, which are mushrooms, squash, and broccoli, organic chicken, 1/2 avocado with jasmine rice. Dinner, organic ground beef, shredded cheese, organic plain yogurt with shredded lettuce, black olives, and almond flour quesadilla. And the snack is a organic milk before bed. He only drinks water. Everyone who gives their children juices, you are doing what I said in the second segment. You want to set yourself kids up for catching COVID-19 or anything else, give them over 20 grams of sugar and you have basically shut their immune system down for 4 hours. So they're susceptible. The door is wide open. If they come in contact with it, they're going to get sick because they don't have the defenses necessary to fight it. And so you have 4 hours in the morning after you give it to them. They're going to school. You give apple juice. It's got 20 to 40 grams of sugar just in the apple juice, not counting their sweetened cereals that have another 40. There's 80 grams of sugar. They cannot make it without having an immune dysfunction. So look in the mirror, people. If you think that the mask is going to protect you and your children, it's the food you give them that's going to protect them and the vitamin D. That is what's going to do it. So I'm talking great about Forrest, and luckily Katie has learned so much. She has a master's degree in nutrition. She works at Nutrition World, and she actually coaches women who have hormonal issues and pregnant women and breastfeeding women and women mothers who want to raise the healthiest child possible. So I wish that I knew what she knows now when she was raised early, but we did the best we can. And we did far better than most people. But most people, again, I go back to the concept of most people don't know better, so they do the best they can. But it's time to know better. We have an access of information that we should be able to grasp and make better use of our life. Because if you have eyeballs, you can look around and see most kids. Well, again, you said 42% of people are obese. Look at the children that are in fourth and fifth grade that are so large. Mm-hmm. It's not their fault. It's the lack of information's fault. And once you program the kids' taste buds, it's going to take some real work to get it to program the other way. But you're dooming them if you don't.
And one of the keys that I've heard you speak about on Vital Health Radio and Holistic Navigator is insulin resistance.
Yep.
And that has everything in the world to do with it, doesn't it?
Almost every single thing, especially when we are 20 years old and above, because insulin is the number one test that I truly recommend to look at aging rates, to look at why people cannot lose weight. This is not glucose, people. It's insulin. Insulin's number one job is to store food for later. So if you have high insulin, what is high insulin? It's above 8 to 10. And what you do is you do a fast. You come to Nutrition World on the last Friday of each month, and you get an insulin test to see what it is. If your insulin's at 8 to 10 or above, I don't care if you go to the gym with me every single day or gym with you, Sean, every day. You eat just like I do, or you eat like my grandson does. You're not going to lose anything. Why? Because the chemistry's off. Cutting back foods and pushing away from the table is the most antiquated nonsense that registered dietitians push on people. Sometimes some of them are becoming enlightened and some aren't. But the ones that aren't, they're saying, well, we just need to eat less. No, that doesn't fix your chemistry. What we have to do is we have to raise omega-3 levels. We have to learn how to do time-restricted eating, which is you eat 10 or 11 hours, you don't eat the rest. And you have to learn the glycemic index, or the concentration of carbohydrates that are affecting your insulin levels. Just because, and you asked me earlier, I think, you know, about the raisins. Nutritionally, you look at a box of raisins, they look pretty darn good. They got several good nutrients in them. But what they do is they jack your blood sugar up when they jack, and they also jack insulin up. So you're jacking something up that's a fat hormone. That doesn't make sense. So just because it has nutrients does not mean it's a positive thing for your outcome of your health. So, and there's nothing wrong with a few of those. You don't have to live in a cave and be perfect. I'm literally on a new diet. I've been on now for about 3 months. And I've done it before. I'm doing 50 carbs Monday through Friday. I do 150 carbs on Saturday and Sunday. So like on Saturday and Sunday, I will go to First Watch. I do believe I do know they have better quality foods. Why do I know that? When a restaurant lists that they have cage-free eggs, they actually understand that the cheap eggs are being raised with very, very poor quality foods. They feed the chickens. The chickens probably are given more drugs. I can't guarantee that, but at least cage-free are actually roaming the ground, getting sunshine, getting fresh air. The eggs that come from the others are literally in small prisons and small teeny boxes and are fed, you know, the worst kind of almost dog food daily just to maintain a size, just to make profits. There should be a middle ground between profits and quality. And cage-free does, and First Watch does that. So I recommend First Watch for breakfast.
You made comment about if you wanted to come by Nutrition World and get that blood test for insulin resistance, you said fasting. How many hours what do you mean by that? Just be a little...
Well, time-restricted eating. Are you talking about time-restricted eating?
Yeah. How many hours should somebody plan for?
Someone like me who has a massively fast metabolism, I do 11 hours. I do 10 to 11 hours of eating and 13 of no food, not one single calorie. My entire life, I would snack before bedtime because I thought I needed to. Oh, I don't want the blood sugar to drop. Oh, I've got to make sure I will sleep well. That's all was a farce. I really had to be pushed into it. But now my digestion's better than it's ever been. My testosterone's higher than it's ever been. My body fat's lower than it's ever been. I can work out more effectively in the gym based on time-restricted eating. The reason? Because when your body's busy digesting food all day, it has no time to do anything else, like eat cancer cells, eat toxins, get rid of bad cells in the body. It's called autophagy. We have to give it a break from foods. Nate, do you think people throughout the last 50,000 years, they didn't have lots of periods where they didn't have foods? They had a lot of them. That's one reason they were robust, because they went through these semi-fasts. So, you know what, man, this time is flying, Sean. It's time to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about one more time of me doing this red light therapy for body fat. We've got that plus more to come. For Normally Dr. Green, we'll be back next week. I'm Ed Jones, so stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones. back normally with my partner, Dr. Green, but he will be back next week. And here with Sean Whitfield. And I want to update people on, I told him last week, and I know, Sean, you heard that I'm doing something like I am the guinea pig self-appointed of Chattanooga for many different things. But I'm doing a red light therapy at a cool place called Sensational. And it's out on East Brenner Road. Red light therapy, I looked into Dave Asprey and Ben Greenfield's podcasting. Lowers body fat, supposedly builds collagen. Those are the two reasons I'm doing it. I will keep you abreast of the results. I actually think it's working, but it's only been 2 weeks now, and I want to give it 2 to 4 more weeks. I do want to make a real quick statement that Dr. Green sent me something really cool to say, because he usually does a spiritual moment, and I'm certainly not going to even think that I can stand in his shoes on that. But it's a cool old saying from long ago. In the end, it's really not going to matter how many breaths you took, but how many moments took your breath away. I love that. And he sent that about an hour ago on text, and I appreciate that, Dr. Green. And it is so, so freaking true. Also, on the real quick on from the CDC, August 10th, the total test of COVID, 65 million, negative 59 million. The negative rate was 91%. That means a positive rate of 9%. Total deaths were 161,000. That means that out of the population of United States, 331 million, we had a mortality rate of 0.04%. 0.04%, people, and keep in mind, probably 33% of these are nursing home people, which means they're less risk to us. Doesn't mean there's any less sorrow. But the chance of dying from COVID is not dying from COVID is 99.96%. Don't continue to drink the Kool-Aid of hysteria. This is a culture of calmness and not fear, and raising your vitamin D levels. And again, going to stopcovidcold.com gives you all the advice that you need to withstand this. I do want to say again that we are doing blood work on the last Friday of each month at Nutrition World, or you can go to other walk-in places, but we have great prices there if you want to pursue that. For insulin, like you talked about, Sean, I know you get blood work pretty regularly, and yeah, and you do very well, and you're very fit and healthy. You feel good most of the time, I'm sure. I mean, even the best of us sometimes have our days now, so don't think it's perfect, but you do very well.
Yeah, it's this show has, I'll be very candid, this show has had a lot to do with that.
Thank you.
I pay close attention to what you and Dr. Green discuss, and I've learned a lot, and a lot of times I'll take the education I've gotten from this show, and then I'll sort of get online and further investigate and pick up further information. So that's been a huge help. I want to, you and I have talked about this, but I want to say this real quick. I want to encourage folks, if you've got a question, a comment, or if there's something that's been said on this program that you got a question about, go to our website, vitalhealthradio.com, built by Avalon Design Studios. It's vitalhealthradio.com. Click on the questions section of the website and submit your question, comment, and we'll share that on the program. Dr. Green and Ed will answer your questions. So we're going to kind of title it questions for the doctor and the holistic navigator. So if you've got a question or comment, please go to our website, and the guys will talk about it here on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you, Sean. And on theholisticnavigator.com, I did do an interview, as you probably heard, Sean, with Matt Davis, the IFFDB.
Yes,
and it's such common sense on how to be fit. If you want to learn more about super fitness in a common sense way, go to The Holistic Navigator and listen to my last podcast. You know what? I was going to...
Actually, I've listened to it 3 times.
Really?
By the way. Yeah.
I was going to finish this show. I thought about telling a joke, but I figured that there's a 99.62% chance that you would not get it, the same as COVID, so I'm not going to say that.
Save it for next week.
That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And have a healthy and safe and fiercely contented and calm day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.